This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
4.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready?
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, follow 1080 The Fan, and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Friday.
We've started an entire firebomb here of apple and hot dog conversation.
Apple wars and hot dog wars.
A lot of opinions.
Why do people have so many takes about these two things?
I don't know.
I didn't know that.
It's passion. Well, your father-in-law certainly has some.
Well, they're two American staples.
Yeah. Well, hot dogs and apples, right? It's American.
My father-in-law often amazes me at the things that he thinks about and worries about. It's shocking. I'm like, wait, that's on your mind?
If there was a reality show that followed your father-in-law around, I think I'd watch it. Every time I hear about that guy, I get fascinated.
Well.
Yeah, I don't know him, but I like him.
Yeah. He's great, but
I want to see him and your wife go at it.
They don't. Yeah, they're kind of oil and water.
Oh, good times.
They're very similar, so yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But so I'm mediator generally, yeah, which is why I take him to Bi-Mart because they can't get along.
And Safeway for the apples.
Yeah, I just I don't know. It's the olds, really. It's not a him thing. It's just the olds. They're fascinating. They're fascinating creatures.
Oh yeah.
When we get to be 80, or he's almost 80, and my parents are 82, I just don't. I'm just terrified of what I'm going to be like because I just don't want.
You don't want me to look at you the way that you look at the father-in-law. You don't want to be the one with me being like, God, I gotta take Rob, I gotta take Isaac to the Bi-Mart.
I don't want to be sitting there at 80, walking through Bi-Mart trying to figure out what foot cream I need.
But you will.
And then spending hours thinking about the foot cream. Like, I just can't wrap my head around that being me.
Well, by then, everything will be getting, like, drone dropped to you. So you're not going to have to go anywhere.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, when you're 80, you're going to be getting drone dropped. No, Bi-Mart will always be there so that old people can go shop there.
That's true, but by the time he's 60, he'll be getting drone dropped. So by 80, it'll be old hat.
Well, we move on. We press on. This is why I want my 50s. I'm about to turn 50 next year.
Yeah.
I want my 50s to be the best 10 years.
You're fearful what comes after that?
Well, I think you got to take advantage while you can.
Yeah.
You know? And then you get to 60 and then, yeah.
Then foot creams and Bi-Mart.
Before you know it, you're making Bi-Mart lists for your he's so excited every Tuesday for Bi-Mart.
Yeah.
Well, what that must be like.
I think it's great. I'm glad that he still has something to look forward to.
Gets his Cool Ranch.
Yeah.
He makes his chili. Gets some hamburger.
some Barrett's hot dogs and some Cosby Crisp.
Is the list the same every time?
It's generally the same, yep. Yes.
I don't know if there, you know, if he mixed it up every now and again.
No. He goes, he's got the same go-tos.
Got a routine.
It's really amazing. And the dry goods, you know, every once in a while you mix in the dry, you know, like the paper towels or whatever.
Simple life.
But the key is on Tuesday they release the free giveaway numbers.
You got to get there for those.
And you have to be there to see the to claim your prize.
There was
won some dish towels a couple weeks ago. The guy was over the moon.
Yeah.
With the dish towel.
How many others make a point of showing up for that drawing?
Tuesday's busy. It's not
like
a drawing.
Like we're talking dozens.
Well, I guess it is a drawing. They post them on a board, and you go check and make sure your number's up there. If your number's up there, you know you get the free stuff.
By the way, someone is in saying, Rob, dude, this happens in your mid 50s, so just beware. It's where it starts.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the time is now.
Yeah, there was. I had a buddy of mine who lived with his father-in-law, and his was. You know, we used to do those fan, what would that, like the Groupons? Remember we had those fan Groupon deals?
Half off or something?
Half off. And his was Sailor's Old Country Kitchen. That he would beg me to let him know when the Sailor's Old Country Kitchen, when those coupons were coming up. And then you were only allowed to buy three. So then he would incorporate as many people as he could to buy. And so at any given time, he would buy like 15 until they sold out. And then he would just sit on a stack of 50% off Sailor's Old Country Kitchens. And that's all he wanted to do. His entire existence was based around Sailor's Old Country Kitchen. See, it was his Bi-Mart. When you become old like that, you need an anchor.
You do.
You need something to hold on to.
You do.
Yeah, well, Bi-Mart.
And let me tell you something. Bi-Mart's wonderful.
Yeah.
I am not talking S on Bi-Mart. Yeah. It's great.
Someone's saying right here, you can buy guns, underwear, and beer. I mean.
You can.
I mean, what the hell?
They have it all. And oftentimes it's cheaper. I'm serious. Like, I don't care who you are. You're going to walk through Bi-Mart and you're going to go, wait, they only want $7 for that?
I got to buy it.
Can't afford not to. And the people there are just a delight.
Oh.
It's employee owned. And Mike Barrett's voice comes over the PA. It's just
Barrett lets you know.
It's just great.
You can go buy some ammo there later on.
All right. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
You want to get the sports order?
Number five.
Blazers are finally back at it tonight. They host the Spurs. Last I saw, Ayton, Klingon, and Williams were all questionable. Ayton, this time, he's sick. Duop-Reith is doubtful.
Beats the old deep finger contusion.
That was the deepest contusion that a finger has ever suffered.
So deep.
Now he's got the sniffles.
Portland, 8-16. They are 7th worst in the NBA.
Look, you're not catching the Wizards or anything like that. So just
if they lose, they're only one game from getting to be 4th worst.
Yeah,
so that's good.
Yeah, it's like what Utah and New Orleans are right.
Utah, below. New Orleans, and Washington are the bottom 3.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Bronny dropped 30 in the G League last night.
Hell yeah!
Did he really?
Yep.
God, are people freaking out now?
Oh, I don't know who people are, but I'm freaking out.
He's coming.
I'll tell you that.
Well, hey, LeBron, maybe that's what LeBron did. He's taking personal time off to go watch Bronny. You see that? LeBron's not playing, and they don't know when he's coming back. Taking
number
personal
four.
Time.
Just call up Bronny.
There you go.
There's a fun speculative rumor about that.
About what?
Why Bron needs personal time.
Tell me, is it something about Jay-Z and Diddy?
That's about right.
Oh, well, I'm going on vacation, so I'm with them. Hey. Gotta take some time away.
Reports Quinn Ewers debating a return to college football. The report is that there is a $4 million NIL offer on the table for him from a team from the Big Ten.
Yeah.
His team is calling this report fake news.
Well, I mean, there was some talk that he was going to be a top five, you know, draft pick. He is not going to be a top five draft pick. They're saying he did not help his NFL status at all. It is a weak quarterback draft, but, I mean, look, if you get some feedback the NFL that you're going to fall and you're not going to be a first-round guy, you can do a lot worse. If they got a $4 million on the table, and then you're probably going to get another $1.5 million, $2 million from actual NIL deals, and then the profit sharing starts next year, look, there's a good chance he makes more money next year staying in college than he does being a second or third-round pick in the NFL.
Number three.
A couple other guys headed to the portal. Michigan quarterback Alex Orji. Also, Maryland quarterback Billy Edwards. And Alabama is losing running back Justin Haynes to the portal. He averaged 5.7 yards per carry.
Boy, anyone that signs up for the Alex Orji experience at quarterback, good luck to you. That might be the worst thrower of the ball I've ever seen at a big-time program.
Well, the Seahawks say running back Kenneth Walker doubtful for Sunday's game against the Packers. He has a calf injury. For Green Bay, Jair Alexander, the cornerback, has been out, and they are saying that he will remain out for this game.
That's a big blow because they've got a couple other guys in the secondary that are nicked up, too. They got a little bit of a mass unit going back there, and they were hoping that he was going to come back and solidify that.
Pretty clear at this point, linebacker Devondre Campbell has played his last snap for the Niners. He refused to go into last night's game. The team has two options. They can release him outright. He'd become a free agent, sign elsewhere. Or they can suspend him without pay.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere. He posted on Instagram, team about to get a real one. No. First off, you've been a very, very poor player, and number two. His career is basically killed.
One of our texters pointed out earlier, Eric Mangini said that on Cowherd, that maybe the best thing for them to do is not cut him, but to suspend him so that he can't go to another team, even if he wanted to.
The Yankees get a hammer closer. They have traded for Devin Williams from the Brewers. In exchange, Milwaukee gets pitcher Nestor Cortez and a prospect named Caleb Durbin.
Just seems like such a low haul for the last 2 years, the best closer in baseball, but it's a one-year rental, and Milwaukee couldn't re-sign him. But
Williams, 1.83 career ERA with that changeup they call the airbender.
And yet, what happened the last time we saw him in action? I think the last time we saw him, Pete Alonso was putting one over the fence.
Indeed he was.
Sorry, Devin Williams.
Is that that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can,
come too far together to stop.
On the fan.
I still, even as a one-year rental, that seems like a ridiculously low price for the Yankees to pay.
Number one.
Stupid Yankees.
Nestor Cortez in a prospect that you looked up, like, isn't even like one of their better ones?
The Cubs have landed outfielder Kyle Tucker from the Astros. It's your top story today.
Yeah. Kyle Tucker, this one, again.
He's good, man.
He's really good. He's 27, and this has to also be because the Astros don't think they can pay him.
You know, this also opens up the idea that Cody Bellinger will be dealt by the Cubs, and perhaps the Mariners could get their hands on that bro.
You mean the Mariners may actually get a real bat?
No. If you think Cody Bellinger's a real bat.
Well, at times he is.
He's up and down. Yeah. Houston, in return, gets infielder Itzhak Paredes, pitcher Hayden Wisniewski, and prospect Cam Smith, who was the 14th overall pick in last year's draft. And they're saying that Paredes is likely a replacement for Alex Bregman, who could leave in free agency.
Yeah, which is, again, I find it weird because they're dealing Tucker because the idea that they don't want to pay him, but it's the reason why they're letting everyone go, supposedly, because they're like, we can't pay him because we're paying the next guy, but they don't pay anyone. They just let them all go.
That's your Hot 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Victorico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorico's.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. Let's talk a little Army-Navy, maybe a little Heisman talk, and then we'll get to Joey Harrington coming up on The Fan. All right, Joey Harrington coming up next. A little hot duck talk.
But it's Big Ten!
We've got, well, not anymore.
No.
College football playoff.
It's the college football playoff! Someone keeps saying that, like, I keep seeing the Herbies playoffs get tweeted out, but they're not on ESPN. They're doing a 30 for 30 right now. So, do we know where the Herbies are?
Probably not being televised?
ESPN 2. Yeah, they were on the guide earlier.
Oh,
so I turned it. I'm watching Nebraska-Indiana.
So, you're telling me that the Herbies are taking a backseat to the 30 for 30 of the New York Sack Exchange?
Is it the Gaston? Yeah, the Gaston 01?
Yeah, the Gaston 01.
I have no interest in that. Although a friend of mine just texted me and he said he's watching it, and he's like, it is a train wreck and I can't stop.
Just how messed up that is.
He just said the whole thing's a train wreck.
But I'll tell you what, the football, the NFL in like the 1980s, and like I'll go 70s, like the, you know, the Kenny Stabler and then into the early 80s. I don't know if there's ever been a more chaotic thing in all of sports. Like no rules, like no penalties, you just dudes dying. Everyone was on coke. Roids were legal. Just everyone like playing with broken legs. Like everyone had CTE. I mean, it is Thunderdome. There was one, Josh Wilcox one time showed me his dad's off-season program for the Dallas Cowboys, like that they gave you, because they would just give you a program to go home because you didn't even stay at the facility and work out. And part of the off-season program was what steroids to take. It was like from the team, like, oh, take these. I think this stuff works. And you just watch it. Like, they're wearing no equipment. They're like wearing little hutch uniforms. Dudes are just slapping each other in the head. There's no such thing as a concussion. Guys getting laid out. I mean, it's just crazy.
It was Thunderdome.
No wonder all these guys are dying and are all messed up now.
Looking at the Heisman odds here.
Oh, it's Hunter in a landslide.
Yeah, he's a huge favorite. But, you know, you can get Jenty at plus 900.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're just wasting your money.
Problem is, ballots are already cast, yep. And a lot of people now reveal who their ballots are. Yep. So, voter XYZ all the way through J is like, yeah, I voted for Hunter. And you're like, you start doing some of the math, it's going to be really hard for Jenty to get there.
It's just, I find it really, it's going to be damn near impossible for a person from a non-power four, because there's just going to be such bias from the old guard. They're going to look at Boise State and just be like, dude, you didn't play anyone. Although Jenty had, I think there were 8 or 9 quarters that he didn't play this year because they sat him down in the fourth quarter of games. He could have broken the all-time single season rushing record. Had they just left him in games, he is the all-time leading rusher. And I wonder, had he broken, which I think is Barry Sanders, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
it
correct. Is, yeah.
If he would have broken Barry's record.
Different story.
I wonder if that's enough. Because Hunter obviously has the cachet of, both ways and all that stuff. And we never see anything quite like this. Would that have been enough to say, yeah, he's good at two things. But, dude, I'm the all-time leading rusher. Like, no one's ever had a season with more yards than me. I think that would have been interesting had they left him in the game and had he really gone for that record.
You could have gotten Hunter, first week of the season, you could have gotten Hunter at plus 1,500.
Wow. Well, I mean, as good as Travis Hunter was, no one saw this coming.
No, they didn't. Gabriel was the favorite.
There's a pretty popular dude at Barstool who has a 40-to-1 ticket on Hunter. And he put $5,000 on it.
So like middle of the year or whatever.
$5,000?
$5,000. To win $200,000.
Damn, dude.
Well, Hunter won the Biletnikoff. And whether or not you think he should have won the, why can't I think of the best DB?
Thorpe.
The Thorpe.
He wasn't even nominated for the Thorpe.
To
which Dion returned his Thorpe trophy.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yes. Yeah, he did. He was all kinds
of. He said it was bogus that he wasn't a finalist and he didn't even want it anymore.
He was all kind of pissy about it. And I thought he would be a finalist in both, but just the idea that you would be a finalist, whether or not you made it or not, he should have been a finalist for the Thorpe Award. It's pretty special. Jenty's better at the one thing that he does, but it's hard to argue with Travis Hunter being arguably one of the 4 or 5 best at two separate positions.
Well, even just like for the Biletnikoff, you talked about like Jenty's chances for the Heisman. Yeah. There was a kid from San Jose State that led the country in every single category. Receiving category, catches, yards, touchdowns, whatever, and he didn't get it over Hunter. And some people were upset. Others are like, who do he play? You can't give it to him.
He is. He has the best numbers, hands down. But he played for San Jose State, which will be the Jenty hurdle. There is 100% this is Travis Hunter's award.
And Hunter's going pro, right?
Yes. Him and Shadur Sanders both said they're gone. They're out.
All right. Well.
And a lot of people think that Hunter is going to be a top 3 or 4. And he will be a controversial pick because.
Top 3 or 4 guy?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. And there are some people that he will be one of those guys that will be very polarizing because regardless of what you think of the ability to do both, you can't draft someone that high and then have him play 100 snaps a game. Over 17 weeks and the playoffs, dude, you are going to cut that poor kid's career. Like, I don't care what position you play. The human body can't do that. And I know he said he intends to do both. You're a dumbass if you're an NFL team.
Well, his team drafting him better intend to do both. It's not up to him.
He can't do that. And so then the question becomes, which does he do more of? Even if you use him in spots, Does he, is he a full-time receiver and a part-time corner, or is he a full-time corner, part-time receiver? And even though he's very good at both, is he NFL elite at either one? And some people say no, other people swear by him. Like Pro Football Focus has him graded out as the best in both. And then other people that you see that I trust their opinions, both kind of are like, he's
not a game-changing guy.
He's not a game-changing guy. He's good. But like
isn't he kind of small?
No.
No, yeah. He's big for a DB.
He's thinly built, but no, he's not small.
Did you see they released the 5 through 10 Heisman recipient votes?
Oh, already?
Yeah, and they're not going to give the top five, but they're because that's tomorrow. But they're giving number five, Scattaboo.
Scattaboo, yeah.
Yeah, and then Shadur was down at 8.
And that's
who else is on there? Probably Dart.
Let me pull it up.
Yeah, Dart was probably up there. I'm trying to think of who else would have been. You know, Ty Warren probably would be up there, the tight end from Penn State. I'm trying to think else who had like a monster season.
Yeah, I think Warren was 7. I'm pulling it up again. Let me see.
Yeah, but Shadur is another one. When you look at pure numbers.
Okay, so here we go. Cam Scattaboo, number 5. Bryson Daly, the Army quarterback, number 6. Yeah. Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, 7. Shadur Sanders, 8. Curtis Rourke, the Indiana quarterback, 9. And Kyle McCord, number 10.
How about that?
Look at that. Think Ohio State has buyer's remorse? I guess it wouldn't be buyer's remorse.
Seller's remorse.
Yeah.
I just think it's a little interesting that Kansas, or not Kansas, but Texas and Ohio State, two of the favorites to win the championship, both don't love their quarterback. They're like, yes. Like, hey, Quinn Ewers, Will Howard. Like,
I mean, even before the injury, you could say the same about Georgia.
Yeah.
I mean, the other top three contenders.
Yeah. Put Cam Ward or Shadur Sanders on one of those teams, and I think we got a different conversation.
All right. Army-Navy, I think, is at noon tomorrow?
I believe that's right. I think it's always.
It's always at noon.
Is it noon or is it noon East Coast?
Oh, it's not a 9 a.m. game here, is it?
I don't think so, but I'm not positive.
And then we get the Heisman at 5. That's all we get tomorrow, football-wise.
Yeah, it says 12 o'clock, so I think that's 12 o'clock Pacific, yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Almost.
I'm not, I will never say 100% positive, but it's noon. I watch it every year, and I do not have to wake up at...
I don't think it's at 9.
I do not have to wake up at 9 to watch it.
So,
and someone's saying, like, the last Heisman non-power conference, Staubach, Andre Ware won it as well.
Houston.
So that's not...
89, I think.
That's not true. There's not many, but there has been one before Staubach in 63.
Now, real quick, Army, awesome this year.
Yes.
But we expect a close game tomorrow?
I hope so.
It's about a touchdown spread in favor of Army.
Army is...
I'll take Navy.
Army is significantly better. I hope that that's not the case. I'm a Navy guy, but if you want to go common opponent...
Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame, but...
Beat them both.
Yeah.
Badly.
That's a little different. Tulane, Army whooped their ass in the conference title game, 35-14, and Tulane shut out Navy 35-0. So, Army is the better program right now, but these games do tend to be close, and this is a big one.
Because they know each other so well.
Yeah, and they both play, obviously, an option style, but this is a big one. If you ever look, you know, on the Navy logo is the N with the star, right?
Mm-hmm.
The reason why that star is there is the logo used to just be the N, and a number of years ago, a new guy came in, like the head of the Naval Academy, and he said he didn't like the logo. He said they wanted to spruce it up. And in the Navy, every time on your letterman jacket that you beat Army, you get a star. And he thought that was pretty cool. And so that's where the star comes from. But the graduating class, if they do not beat Army, they will be the first graduating class in basically forever. Like, I mean, you got to go way back. They will not have a star.
Oh, wow.
This will be an offer for this class. So this is a big deal for these kids. You do not want to be the one that on your letterman jacket and sweater and blanket and all
doesn't
that.
Doesn't have one.
Doesn't have a star.
Interesting.
Wow.
So this is a huge deal for Navy.
All right. Joey Harrington is coming up next. We can get him in here. We can talk a little Ducks football. We'll ask him the question of the day, which is, what is holding him back from thinking the Ducks win it all? But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Friday, or is it story time? I don't know. What is it?
Maybe a combination.
Combination. With Jay Joseph Harrington.
Finally played maybe, eh?
Oregon legend.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite game of the year.
We had a great show on The Fan today. One of the best shows that ever aired on The Fan today. Danny and Dusty are there. Mm-hmm. And, man, it was good. They had Ron Rivera on. They had Joe Theismann, Nicole Auerbach. Yeah, dude, it was good.
Okay, is it really? Is it? Okay. Let's confirm or deny the story, which you wouldn't have any more knowledge than I would. Is it really Theismann? And then he changed his name to Theismann to rhyme with Heisman?
Oh, boy, I certainly hope so.
I don't know.
I don't know, but
You've
if that's the
that?
Case, no, I've never heard that.
I've heard the. I've heard something about it actually being Theismann, but I don't.
Oh.
I don't care about him.
So, I love Theismann Heisman.
What I heard is that his name was Joe Theismann, and they changed his name to Theismann to rhyme with Heisman.
If that's the case, then kudos to him. And I always liked him as a broadcaster. I know a lot of people, he soured a lot of people. I always thought he did a really good job when he was, it was what, him and McGuire, and I always enjoyed his broadcast.
Hey, you're right. According to AI... The change was the idea of Roger Valdeseri, Notre Dame's public relations director, after a report from Chicago pointed out Theismann during spring practice and asked if he was the Heisman kid.
Mm.
Valdeseri called Theismann into his office and told him that the university thought he had a chance to win the Heisman and that changing the pronunciation of his last name would help.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Bingo. Yeah.
So it's actually Theismann.
Yeah.
Actually, Theismann.
That's a
and
great story.
I could tell him from and you know from my own experience that simply crossing your last name out and writing Heisman over the top of it doesn't work.
No.
So maybe you had to take that full extra step to actually win it.
Someone asked that like four Oregon have been because didn't was LaMichael did he get invited to New York?
Yep.
Yeah.
Five.
Five. So you had what? You, LaMichael, and obviously the two QBs, and who was? Oh, Dixon.
Oh, for crying out loud!
What?
The only one who won it.
Who? Mariota.
Well, I said the two quarterbacks. Oh gosh, why? I was just duh. Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? What quarterback? Am I? Oh yeah, the
a bit
one
of a
that
brain
won
fart.
It.
There.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, see that.
Are you sliding down the rankings of greatest Oregon quarterbacks year by year?
Am I sliding down year by year?
I think you
will. Well, naturally, yes. I mean, that's what happens as you get older. You know, you slide. I think here's what I would say. I think as the program continues to evolve, there's levels. Right? Like, there's levels, Jerry. It's just different. And this is why I don't ever, like, Marcus is the greatest, period. Yeah. Like, that's it. I mean, that is inarguable. After that, we all played at different times. We all played in different situations. We all contributed different things. And so, like, at that point, it becomes just personal preference and who's going to argue this over this stat over that. I mean, I don't know. I don't care. Why are you asking me that? That's a dumb question.
You do care. Well,
I don't care, though.
It's probably too early to place Dylan Gabriel in the rankings.
Well, and as great as he was, and we'll see, I mean, if they win a national, right?
He's not dead.
He's not dead. But if they win a national championship, obviously that changes everything. But I do think there's a difference between a guy that was there, homegrown and was there for 4 or 5 years, and a guy, I'm not going to call him a hired gun because that's just college football. But I do think right. there's a difference between a guy that comes in for 1 year, has this team built around him. Now, take nothing away. He has been phenomenal. But I just will, win or lose, I will not view him the same way as I will some of the other quarterbacks.
Well, and frankly, like, to each their own.
Yeah.
Right. If the only thing that you care about, or I should say, if the thing that is most important to you is winning a national championship right now, and Dylan goes out and does that, then hell yeah, absolutely. If what's most important to you is building an organization, building a program to a point of national relevance, then like. I'm going to have a different place in their context than Dylan. Like, that's the thing, is Bo's going to sit somewhere in the middle. Justin is literally from Eugene. Was, you know, you're going to sit there and say, God, he was so underutilized, but he's going to end up being the best NFL quarterback out of all of us. Like, everybody's got such a different Dennis Dixon. Like, for 3 years, it's like, God, what, can't quite figure it out. Is he going to take the job? Is he not? Then all of a sudden he's, you know, the head and shoulders Heisman favorite, going to win the national championship by a landslide, and then he breaks his knee. Like those, there's so many different wrinkles along the way to everybody's journey that, I don't know, I don't like the ranking. You know, we say Marcus is the best. That's flat out done, period. After that, like, who cares?
And it's an impressive list. I mean, it's when you start rattling off names like that.
Well, we didn't mention Fouts.
No, you didn't mention Fouts, and I mean, there's other ones too.
Brocklin.
You didn't mention Kellen Clemens. No, Kellen played 11 years in the NFL. Like, yeah. he had a long. He and AJ Feely have had the two longest careers of quarterbacks. And maybe how long was Chris Miller in? Did he get 12 years? I think
he played a long time.
You know. Yeah, like those guys, you know, those guys aren't going to be on the list of you know, top Oregon quarterbacks. I mean, they could have, should have, but you know, they've got some of the longest NFL careers. I mean, it's just a crapshoot.
This is Oregon legend Joey Harrington, and who better to ask today's question du jour, which Ooh. Is, what holds you back from thinking the Ducks win it all?
Okay, I'm going to give a tangible example of what holds me back.
We like tangibles.
Name the two teams, and we're going to eliminate high school because I don't know all the high schools around the country, but college and NFL. Name the two teams that have ever gone 16-0.
The Miami Dolphins and the New England Patriots,
yep.
right? Or the Dolphins didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Yes, did.
I was like, they played 14 regular season games and then the playoffs.
Yeah, they won't shut up about it.
I know.
Yep. Exactly. Okay. So my point is, one of those teams finished the regular season, you know, finished the entire season. They were done 16-0.
Yeah.
The other one finished the regular season 16-0. And I would argue, of the six championships that the Patriots won, that 08 team that didn't win was the best of all of them.
I would agree.
And so why didn't they win? Well, you know, because David Tyree caught a ball on his head, and because it is so freaking difficult to go 16, to win every single game from start to finish. It is damn near impossible. One team in NFL history has done that. Clemson went 15-0 one of the years where they won their championship. And so arguably the greatest team, at least talent-wise, in the history of the NFL, went 16-0 and couldn't finish it out because it's so dang hard. So I'm sitting here and thinking, man, like, we've heard all year long that there's no dominant team in college football. There's no pure, you know, clear-cut number one. Wrong. It's the Oregon Ducks. Hands down, it's the Oregon Ducks right now. And the fact that they have to go 16-0 in order to wrap this thing up, that gives me the most pause. It's not a matchup thing. It's not a, you know, of course, injuries, you know, that, you know, we saw what it did to Ohio State. But, like, that is the thing. Like, it is so hard to do what they have to do in order to win it.
Yeah, and I think that's what's popping up with people. It's like, it can't be this easy. Like, they're just, you know, everything's working out. And it just can't be this easy, but maybe it will. By the way, you forgot one 15-0 team, college team.
One 15-0. Clemson went 15-0.
Well, there's another one.
Who else went 15-0?
Did Bama do it? Oh, no. Ohio Last State? Year was it was Michigan. No?
LSU.
Oh.
Joe Burrow.
That team was a buzzsaw.
2019, they went 15-0.
Well, but I don't need to know 15-0 because I was only talking about 16-0.
Well, I know,
like,
but
7-minute abs versus 8-minute abs. You can't even get a good workout in
these
7 minutes.
Go to 11.
Yeah. The thing that scares me, but also it I guess you can say that it's glass half full, glass half empty. The thing about Oregon is, and they proved it, you can win multiple ways. Right? You can win being dominant on defense and squeaking out games, and you can win in shootouts. So, like, that I think that's a good thing. But I guess it would scare me just a bit that as good as this defense is, the three offenses, and really you can make a strong argument that it's the only real three offenses they've played all year, Boise State, Penn State, and Ohio State all scored 30 and kind of did what they wanted against it. That would be the thing to me if I had to pick something on the field that gives me pause. Love the defense. Very good. Maybe not great because of it. To me, it's hard to overlook the three warts against the three best teams.
Okay. I would have two things to say about that. One, just don't play teams that have state in them. So as long as we play Tennessee and Texas and Georgia,
like
we're
it.
Fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
And second, like we've talked about this though. Yeah. That's where college football has gone though. Yeah. Like the great defenses are not the ones who every single week old teams under, you know, 20 points, whatever that is. Even like, remember that Alabama defense a few years ago, like literally, like we're talking Nick Saban national championship defense gave up what they won, like a 51-48 game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like those are the type of a great defense now in college football is dominant against the teams that they need to be dominant against. And makes a play or two when they need to in the games like Ohio State, Penn State. That interception right before in the second quarter, you know, which dang near could have busted the thing open. But I tell you what, that 28-10, the interception which led to the touchdown to make it 28-10, that was a pretty dang good play, right? Those are the kind of things that great defenses do against great football teams now in college football, is they make a play or two But the rules, the evolution of offense in college football make it pretty much impossible to have, you know, I'm thinking of, I mean, pick a dominant defense, pick the black shirts of Nebraska, pick, you know, Chris Zorich and Notre Dame. Like, you ain't seeing that anymore in college football.
Valid point.
That is definitely true. Let's put a pin in it here, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Big Ten Championship game, the Big Ten Championship, and then who does Joey want to see Oregon play in the first, well, I guess it would be the second round. So we will get to more with Joey Harrington next, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. This is The Fan. All right, we're back with Joey Harrington wrapping up the Big Ten Championship as we have like 8 weeks before Oregon plays again. But,
no, we don't.
I
people
know.
Have been saying that. No, but seriously, like this is, remember we used to finish like mid-November and then not play until January. Mm. That's like, this is like the perfect, like, hey, take a week and get healthy. And then it's just like bye week practice, and then it's game week practice.
Well, they don't play till the first.
Is it 24 days, I think?
Yeah, it was 24 between games.
24 between games.
That's a lot. But you're right. It's not like, I don't know. The other teams in the playoff are playing sooner.
Yeah, that's how bowl games used to work. Like, yeah, to Joey's point, that was the crazy part is when it used to just be one bowl game, like before the national title. That was so silly that you'd be done in Thanksgiving and then the national championship would be January 1st. And like that was just always nuts to me.
Well, Lanning thinks the championship should be on the 1st.
Yeah.
He thinks it should culminate at the Rose Bowl every year.
Be great.
Which would be great because there's a lot of waiting.
I like that.
At any rate, we were talking about the Oregon defense, and there's just not defenses that really clamp down anymore in college football. And that's why I think Oregon has a great shot to win it, is because I don't know who stops their offense and their receivers. And by the way, they're balanced. They have a run game, too. Like, I just don't know. I always come back to Tez and Stewart and Ferguson and those guys. And as long as Gabriel has even just a modicum of time to get it to him, he delivers it to him. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who stops that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm buzzing through my head, you know, I'm thinking about the SEC championship game, the, you know, 15-14 barn burner. You know, maybe both of those defenses are exceptionally good, which is why they held the opponent to just two touchdowns. I don't know. You know, we played Ohio State. We played Penn State. I'm curious to see Tennessee. You know, Tennessee is top. Do I remember? I know they're top 10 in the country in rushing offense, but I also think they're top 10 in the country in defense as well. Maybe scoring defense.
And they've got NFL front seven guys
too. Exactly.
But Pierce is one of the guys. But you know what's interesting is Abdul Carter on most mocks. I'm a bit of a draft nerd, and he's the number one edge rusher. It's not the guy out of Georgia. It's not the guy out of Tennessee. I mean, both those guys are you know top 15 guys, but Carter is usually a top six, top seven guy in any of the drafts. And Oregon's tackles made themselves some money because they handled him. I mean, yeah, he just was not a big factor in that game. And that gives me a lot of confidence. And maybe the totality of those fronts are better, but Ohio State's front, everyone told me that Jack Sawyer and these guys that they've got, you know, four or five, you know, first three round guys in that front seven for Ohio State, and Oregon did not have a problem with them.
I agree with that statement. And I was watching the kicker warm up for Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see him?
Yeah. You're talking about Barker?
As a big boy.
Oh, the kickoff guy.
I thought that the kickoff guy.
Yeah, 99.
That's who I thought. I was like, oh my god, I saw 99 out the warming up. I was like, okay, you know, that's got to be their D end. You know, not thinking. And then I saw him kick. I was like, that's a weird warm up.
It is weird. It's stretching out.
And then I watched him actually murdering this ball. I was like, good god, he's a D end and he's a kicker. That's incredible. I don't know where I went with that. I don't disagree, but there also is, yeah, I don't know. I'm in this weird spot right now because I'm not really sure what to feel or what to think. Like, how many years do you go 13-0 and you still have to win three more games to win a championship, right?
Potentially and arguably, like, this is Ohio State, Texas, and Georgia.
Or Tennessee, Texas, and Georgia. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
That's going to be fun.
I just want to sit and watch football. Yeah. Like, I'm tired of talking about it. Let's just watch football.
Well, yeah, only three more weeks till we get the damn game. hey, who do you want? Tennessee or Ohio State?
Okay. This may be the wrong way to think about it, but I don't like the idea of playing a team twice in one year.
Yeah. Okay.
And so I think I want to play Tennessee. At the same time, who cares? Like, I'm not, I don't know how you guys feel about, you know, people asking about, do they need to reseed the bracket, or, oh my God, we're about to draw that Oregon got, or this is a travesty, and, you know, they can't, who cares? Who cares? They're the 12 best teams in college football. Go play.
Thank you.
Go play. Whether you're number 4 or you're number 7 or you're number 3 or you're number 11. Or I will say that I think Boise deserved the bye. If you're going to give it to Boise or Clemson, I will say that I think Boise was the right choice. But anyway, who cares? Go play football. Like, I don't – at the end of the day, I really don't care who we play, because this is such a long slog of a road that they have to go, whether it's Ohio State or Tennessee or Arizona State or Texas or – I just – let's just go. Let's just play football.
And anytime – I'm so with you. It just – I hate the whining, and coaches do it, and I love the fact that Lanning's like, dude, I love the challenge. I'll play anyone, anywhere. I love that Pat Hill mentality.
I was literally about to say Pat Hill, Fresno State. That was their motto. Anywhere, anyone,
Show up. Well, I'll play you. I love that Lanning has that, and he doesn't pull a Kirby Smart. And Kirby Smart wins the SEC championship, and the first thing out of his mouth is whining about Georgia's regular season schedule in front of the SEC commissioner. Grow up, right? You just won. And I'm so with you, because how many times, no matter what it is, in the NFL, NCAA tournament, do we look at someone's path and we're like, oh, that's laid out for him. And if chalk holds, well, nine times out of 10, it's not the path we think it is, and chalk doesn't always hold, right? Sure. So you can sit up here and say that everyone wants Boise. Well, Boise played you, and Boise should have beat you. So be careful with the whole, well, I don't want to play, you know, Tennessee and Boise's the cakewalk. Well, be careful about that. Be careful what you wish for. Is it just,
you know, who's the team that I don't want to play, right? If I'm playing this game, right? If you're sitting there, give me the one team that you don't want to play right now. Outside of Oregon, the surprising team that you don't want to be in there.
Are you going ASU? Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Kenny Dillingham.
Hair's on fire.
Exactly. Wow. That team. You.
There's a buzz.
In that scatter. Oh my God. Yeah. A team with scatter, but like. That is a team that I look at and say, oh, they're peaking at the right time.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a few bumps at the end. Oh, they're just figuring things out. Yeah. Like that. And again, like 3 weeks ago, you're sitting there saying, well, why can't we just play Arizona State and then Boise? And like, I'm sorry. Like, if I'm going to play this game, ASU is one of the teams that I probably don't want to see right now.
Yeah. Always be careful with we'll roll this team. Because a lot of times you get into these situations and someone forgets to tell the other team that they shouldn't show up. Right. That someone forgets to tell the team that they're a 3-touchdown underdog, and they show up and they bite you in the ass, and then you're sitting there wondering what the hell happened. I've never liked the easy path, or, you know, oh, it needs to be this, and people talking about no one else does this. Welcome to the what in the NFL? There is a scenario where the Minnesota Vikings win 12 games, and the Minnesota Vikings go on the road to play an 8 or 9 win Tampa Bay Buccaneer team. Welcome to the world. It does the NFC and AFC are not balanced. There's not always the easiest path to the Super Bowl, but you just go through and you play it. But somehow in college football, we think that everything needs to be lined up on some sort of gold road for the team that's the best. And, you know, there is no way to do that. There's no such thing. And I think it would be weird if you sat there as a committee and were like, well, Oregon's the best team, therefore we're going to select who we think is the easiest teams for Oregon to play. That's what we're going to do with the committee. So, I mean, I like the Klats of the world and stuff, but some of the, I don't know, the talking points coming out of this and the whining, I'm just not on board with it. And I love that you haven't heard one bit of it from Morgan.
Can we make a new t-shirt? It's gonna be for Souk, and it's gonna say, "While walking the golden road, watch out for the ass biters."
Exactly, it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, you think you're on this great path, and someone bites you right in the ass or a kneecap. Mm-hmm. It just yep. Any time in life, if you think everything's going smooth, that's when you start looking around, because then you're like,
you start looking out for the ass biters.
Yeah, right. Like you said, it can't be that easy,
well,
right?
Penn State. I mean, I think a lot of people wrote off Penn State.
Yeah,
they were like, we'll kill
28-10, right? And the game's over, and All of a sudden you look up in the fourth quarter, you're like, oh,
that was a tough game.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, what was Penn State not supposed to be able to do? Score. And what did they do against you? Score in bunches. So much for the rock fight that we thought it was going to be.
Are you going to the Rose Bowl?
I am not going to the Rose Bowl.
Boo.
However, I did put my pre-order in for another game, which I'm not going to count chickens. But, yeah.
Okay.
No, I get it.
I am unable to attend in Pasadena. However, I am very much fingers crossed. I don't need to cross fingers because they're going to be prepared. And they're well coached, and they're well quarterbacked, and they're well defensive. And I pre-ordered my tickets to Atlanta. There you go.
I was thinking Dallas, but no, he's like saying all the way to the final.
Yeah, if you're gonna go to one, I think that's the one to go to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy Army Navy.
Oh, I will. And, go Navy, beat Army.
We will talk to you next week. Thank you.
Welcome.
Joey Harrington each week here on our show, brought to you by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Dick Van Dyke news. Yes, he's still alive, and he's making headlines. And today is his birthday.
He looks...
And he's almost 100.
He looks 100. How about that?
We'll start we'll start the club off with that next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.